Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Special thanks to Aspen. If you go into the woods today, you're sure to get eaten and die, so don't go.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Hey, here is a David sitting so forlorn in the middle of the room. What? Hey, David, why do you look so gloomy with your little eyes looking out at me? Saying as if to say, Trexel, save me. Don't worry, David. Don't worry, David.
Okay, I'm not.
Don't worry, David. No, I'm here.
Good, I'm so glad you turned up for your shift.
I'm a cheerful boy, David. Do you know why I'm a cheerful boy?
Do not ask him. It is a trap.
Why are you a cheerful boy, Trexel?
Why do you do this?
I'm so glad you asked, David, because I take pride and joy in my work. And I don't know about you, that means something to me. You know, clones these days, it's not like the old days.
What, where they just got blended after about 4 hours?
Exactly. They had respect. You're absolutely right, David. Nowadays, you just flit around, planning, you know, bits of treason here and there.
It's hard to turn a blind eye when you keep yelling, I'm guilty, recycle me, please, into my eyes.
Complaining, not allowed. Oh, sorry. So I'll do that again. not committing treason at all at any point, but still being real naughty. And I just think it needs to change, David. And I've got an idea of how to do it. And you are welcome, David. No, oh, stop no. thanking me. You're welcome.
Please, no. Can we just do the brief? Can we just do the brief?
I was chasing Fern Creature because I just needed one or two more ferns.
You haven't got more ferns. Please don't fill this office with ferns.
David, I have got more ferns, but they're not for you. They're my ferns. No, don't
worry
about that.
Because it's so hot in here, the ferns that we got yesterday have just died. All of
them. That's all right. There's more ferns where they came from. And in a way, I feel like when a fern dies, it takes some sorrow with it out of the world. It's like ferns are like a filter for sadness. At least that's my running theory, because I like ferns.
This is not how ferns work. They are just ferns.
You'll never guess who I found, David. Somebody who I should have introduced you to days, if not weeks ago.
Oh, no.
The one person that can really bring some joy and fun back into your work, David, make you more productive, make you a better clone, make you a better employee.
Is it Harry? He was nice.
No, it's not Harry. Harry's not the answer. The answer is Vice Admiral Fun.
Who?
Vice Admiral Fun. You haven't heard of Vice Admiral Fun? They're always on just after the face. After the face does FaceTime with the face, you get the Vice Admiral Fun Happy Fun Time Vice Hour.
Right.
We all watched it. Oh, kids. Hey, kids. You've got a gloomy look on your face. But Vice Admiral Fun's coming with haste. Vice Admiral Fun is here with games and fun. Fun, fun, fun. Vice Admiral Fun, do you want to play a game? As long as it's theirs. Vice Admiral Fun, who's got fun shears? Cutting down the bush of sadness. Making it into the shape of a goat, because goats are fun. As is Vice Admiral Fun, yeah.
No, I've never seen that program.
It was all right. But Vice Admiral Fun is the one surefire way to get any gloomy goose like you up and running again.
Okay, well, so, that sounds broadly awful, so let's, like, table that idea and maybe do it never.
Okay, well, you're in luck because I've brought them. Ladies and gentlemen, Vice Admiral Fun!
Appearing today via mobile hologram unit live from the Fun Bunker, the most fun and most secure studio in the galaxy.
Hello! I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
It's so great to meet you, David Seven. Oh,
you know my name.
You're grumpy guts today.
Yes, they are, Vice Admiral Fun. They are. They're a grumpy guts. No. Vice Admiral Fun, could you yell your patented catchphrase that we all love?
Well, if it's Vice, if it's Admiral, if it's Fun, then it's me.
More of a catch sentence.
It is! It's always you! Yay!
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm young again. I'm young again.
So glad you're here. Well, we've got a brief to do, so let's get on with that.
Now, before we get into that, let's not rush this. Vice Admiral Fun is here, David, to inject a little bit of pizzazz and zhuzh into our daily work. So Vice Admiral Fun is really going to guide us to being better, happier, more funnerific employees, aren't you, Vice Admiral Fun?
Yes, absolutely. I've got a whole host of fun games that we can play that show how much you love each other, how much you love the board, and how much you love Stella Firma. And working here.
Yay!
You know what? Let's start off with a game. Let's not rush into the brief. Let's start off with a game to get us in the mood.
We've got roughly 15 minutes left, Trexel.
But we've got roughly an infinite amount of fun to have. Yay!
I can assure you that the amount of fun available in this room is decidedly finite.
Well, I thought it would be lovely if you gave each other presents. Imaginary presents from the palace of your mind. But the person who gives the present doesn't decide what it is. The person who receives the present decides what it is. And they tell the other person, they say, thank you so much for being a wonderful present giver. So, David Seven, would you like to give a present to Trexel?
It's not really a... here you go.
Thank you, David. Do I unwrap it now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unwrap it and tell us what you have.
Quickly, please. I haven't used much wrapping paper. It's really easy.
With my mind. It's a bow. Who has a bow? Has anyone got any mind scissors? I'm not...
No, I didn't.
I'll tear it open with my mind teeth. There we go. Oh, well, so many layers of mind paper. Here we are. Okay. David, it's a beautiful sketch of me looking wistfully out of a port window, and there's a speech bubble coming off of it saying,
oh no.
Gosh, aren't I the luckiest clone haver in the world? I love my clone, David Seven, and they love me.
You have clearly misunderstood the concept of love.
And then if you turn it over, it also has money in it.
Isn't that wonderful? Well done.
Isn't it lovely?
That's absolutely fantastic.
I never knew you thought I felt about you that way, David. I mean, it's a bit overblown. Sure, I'm not that fond. But it's nice. The sentiment's great. Nice that you think I feel that way about you. In fact, a little bit sad. I pity you, David, and in many ways, pitying you is the greatest gift you could ever give me. So thank you, David.
Started out so well and then just...
However, this is mind money, and I would like real money from you.
No, this is a mind...
So if you could just give me... No, you can't promise mind money and then not give me...
We've already gone through the David place saving fund.
I don't remember that, David, so it can't be true. Can you give me some cash?
There's nothing left, you fiend. You monster. You took everything. Everything.
No.
I don't know about you, Vice Admiral Fun, but I don't think David's playing a very fun game here. I think David's being a naysayer. And what do we say to naysayers?
We say nay to naysayers.
Nay to you. You're a sad horse and you're turned into glue. You're a sad horse, so no more with you. A sad horse doesn't live in a house. It gets shut behind the barn. Boom.
Yay! Oh, you remember my songs better than I do, Trexel. Oh, that
I do.
Fantastic.
I do. It was all I had. Oh, okay, right. So I better give a gift. Let's give a gift to you.
Do that, because we haven't got the brief out yet.
Keep the joy train rolling.
Keep it quick.
Okay, I have forgotten to buy David a gift. Is that a problem?
No, that's...
You can buy one right now from your mind shop.
Wait,
oh, well,
what?
Okay, but hang on. It's Mind Sunday, so I don't know if the mind shop's open. Hang on, I'll have a check. Hang on.
No, Trexel, I found, look, under here, look. Oh, look, you've already got me a present. It's,
under the mind tree.
Yes, it's, oh, look, it's a brief. Oh, you've got me a brief. Oh, it's just what I always wanted.
That.
Wait, look, let
I wouldn't
me,
buy
no,
that.
Quickly, let me just unwrap
Vice
it.
Vice Admiral Fun, no, Vice Admiral Fun, they're making a naughty,
this
naughty
is,
sad
this
horse
is from,
move.
This
I wouldn't
is from
have
Scarlet. And her, where she's from is she probably shouldn't disclose this. Oh, Trexel, this is just what I wanted. Thank you so much. Anyway, okay,
lovely.
So I inherited this shipping company from my aunt. She was totally above board, hail the board, and by the book, since I took over, we've been doing a lot of... not so above board, hail the board, things. You know, a little theft, a little moving of illegal goods here and there, just wondering what the ratio of above board, hail the board, under the table, operations has to be before we should just stop pretending to be a shipping company and fully embrace the title of space pirates. Oh, okay. Trexel, this is so nice, and we've got a whole maybe 10 minutes to work out this and not be killed.
It's a weird gift, David. It's a weird gift that I've given you, but hey, if I gave it to you, then it must be good.
And Vice Admiral Fun said that I had to come up with the present you gave me, so this is what I've decided. Isn't this fun? Isn't doing
Vice
our
Admiral
mandated
Fun,
work
I want
fun?
I want a ruling on this. Is this allowed? Are we allowing this?
Yes, absolutely. Whatever comes from the wonderful mind palace of the person who receives the gift is correct and right and good and gets all the balloons on their birthday.
So decrees the judge in this court of fun.
Thank you, Vice
Admiral. Why wouldn't all the balloons on my birthday? Where are my mind balloons?
Well... here you go!
Yay! Pop, 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 pop! No one has them except me! Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, I think, since David Seven got a brief, I think we should maybe take a look at it and see what we can do with it.
Oh,
okay, Vice
Admiral
Fun.
Right.
Okay, so this is a question which has plagued me before. At what point does your shady underground crime hobby just become your shady underground crime vocation? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I occasionally break into people's sleeping quarters and steal their valuables.
Dear.
Like, not because I'm a burglar, or not because I'm a pod breaker, but just because it's sometimes people have lax insecurity and it's fun to do. But then when you're doing it every night, and then sometimes during the day when people are at work, and then actually instead of your other work, at what point am I just the best burglar in the universe, you know?
When is there so much horseradish sauce that the beef falls out?
When's the tipping point?
Interesting. I'm not sure. That's not really my area of expertise. My expertise is more in fun. So, I would like to hear what David Seven has to say.
Yeah, what do you think the tipping point is, David? What
the
ratio?
Tipping point of you going from being an executive consultant to just a thief?
Not me particularly. A one's tipping point. You know, at what percentage do you go from, like, doing some stuff on the side? When does the side hustle become the main gig, David?
Well... Well, here's the thing. The problem here is that I think what they're doing now are not so, you know, board approved. But it seems like they are, let's say, following their fun. So Vice Admiral, what if their fun isn't board approved fun? Which fun should they follow? Board fun or
question.
Their fun? Eh?
And who's better to rule on this than Vice Admiral Fun? So Vice Admiral Fun, given your total commitment to fun and joy and following your blizz, and also your total commitment to the board and rules and Stella Firma, if those two are diametrically opposed, which one do you follow? Okay, they're kind of choking. Are you having an anaphylactic shock to that question?
I think I'm allergic to moral quandaries. Just give me a moment.
It would appear that the Armada of Fun is aflame with this antinomy.
Just give me a moment.
They've swollen up.
Oh, that's weird. Hang on a minute. But Vice Admiral Fun, I mean, how could you have such a strong reaction to this? Surely you come up against these moral quandaries all the time. How to have fun and also total commitment to the board and obedience in all things.
Well, I think that whatever the board says, that is fun. And whenever someone suggests that something is fun that is not board approved, I come up in hives. It's not very pleasant. And also I get very phlegmy. It's not pleasant.
How much time do you spend sort of swollen and phlegmy in that case?
It's about 98% of the time, possibly.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people think that fun things are not related to the board in any way, which is completely and utterly wrong.
Well, except in this specific case where obviously they're following their fun and they're saying it's all below the board.
Okay, David, stop talking. Vice Admiral Fun, I think you misunderstood. This person, she clearly wants to space pirate in a way that the board likes. Pirate our enemies, for example. Then it would be pirating and fun.
No, that would be space privateering.
Well, I mean, sure, David, but Vice Admiral Fun's going to suffocate if we don't, you know, coat the pill a bit.
I'm not really bothered. You brought them here.
You're ruining Vice Admiral Fun. Vice Admiral Fun was the one thing I had going for me for years and years. You know, you're stuck on your own and the meat pile started to smell and you've lost the fork because you were chucking it at the wall so that you could get it, like, jam in there and impress girls and hot boys and things like that. And you chucked it just sort of, like, through an airlock so you're just eating stinking meat with your hands. But then Vice Admiral Fun's on and it's all a little bit better. So maybe, David, maybe you could not ruin this for me.
Well,
do you think you
could
do that?
Maybe you shouldn't meet your heroes. Because they turned out to be Vice Admiral Fun.
Yeah, a big puffy mess. A big sad puffy mess. You're right over there, Fun?
I'm just having a wonderful time staring at the wall. Isn't this wall lovely? I love walls.
Unfortunately, the walls do not love you back. They are just walls.
I don't think that's true. I don't think they're having a wonderful time.
No, the smile's got a bit rickety, see? Okay, no, yeah, you know what? All is not lost. We can still have fun. Let's just, you know what? Let's play another game.
Yes!
Vice Admiral Fun, why don't we play another game?
Wonderful idea. Right, my next game is called I've Eaten All the Slurry. Doesn't that sound fun?
It does sound fun.
Right.
So, what we're going to do is we're all going to close our eyes and someone is going to say, I've eaten all the slurry. But in a silly, silly voice. And the people who didn't say it have to guess who it was.
Okay. Now, my eyes don't close quite as well as they used to, but I'll just put my hands in front of my face, if that's okay?
That is absolutely fine. All right.
Okay.
Let's close our eyes. 1, 2, 3.
Trexel's eaten the slurry. I did it. Trexel ate it.
Well, David Seven, can you guess
who
did the silly voice?
It was Trexel, and it was his voice.
How did you know?
It wasn't the silly,
how did you
it was
know? I was so.
You said your own name.
Yeah, but it was a double bluff. Like, who'd say their own name? Oh, and I did. And let's play again. Okay, try again.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
I'm David Seven, and I ate the slurry. Look at me, I'm a stupid slimy clone, and I ate all the slurry. Look at me, David Seven.
It was Drexel again, because...
It said David Seven, and you said it wasn't a double bluff, so they said they were David Seven, so what's your problem?
Well, you started insulting me, which I wouldn't do to myself, and...
Well, you would.
And you still used your own voice, so it was pretty obvious that it was... Unless, Vice Admiral Fun, can I hear your Drexel impression, just to make absolutely sure?
Let's see. It's been a while since I've done impressions on the show, actually. Let's see what I could do.
Trexel Geisman, and I love to do things.
The board and the fun are not compatible. Stop that. Now, David.
I don't think you should really use that against them. That seems a bit cruel.
They were doing a mean impression, David, so...
No, they were just trying to do an impression. There was nothing wrong. They said you liked doing things. You do like doing things.
Who says?
You do.
Only Trexel gets to say. I'm a self-determining being, David, and I won't be mocked or made fun of.
You are a self-determining Burke.
I'm a noble steed. Uh-huh. Look at my hooves.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm no sad horse. I'm a happy stallion.
Let's make some glue.
Well, I apologize, Trexel, if my impression caused any offense. And I would like to offer you a bouquet of mind balloons.
More mind balloons!
Oh,
you know what,
fun.
This time I'm gonna put my face in the mind balloons and let them bounce off them. I've had an accident.
Oh dear. Well, let's just move swiftly on from that very odd interaction and try another game, shall we? Let's just try another game. That one didn't quite work. Let's try another game.
Oh, yeah, let's try another game.
Lots of these games don't seem to work all that well.
Let's just push through the pain.
Why are the games so bad, Vice Admiral Fun? Why are these bad games? Because you should be good at this, because you've been doing it so long. So why are the games bad?
Well,
I think they're good, actually. I think they're very good games.
Why do you think they're good? They're not working, and they're bad, and they're not making David have any fun, and I feel quite hurt, so why are you so rubbish at this? It's just an honest question. Why are you bad at this?
You know, on the show, yes. I have a thing called a script, and I read out the script, and...
It's scripted, but I thought we were just seeing inside your Fun Vice Admiral Funhouse.
Well,
it was script. What are you telling me? It was a lie.
It's
you're telling me it was a lie now.
It's inspired by true life, and my life is very fun. So
is it?
It's very, very fun. Uh-huh. I love walls. Walls are good. Walls don't scream.
Walls are fine and have no opinion of you.
Vice Admiral, what's your fun?
I don't know. Just whatever the board says is fun. That's my fun.
No, but you know, deep down, what's your fun, though? Because we all, you know, we all hail the board. We all love the board. Everyone loves the board.
I love the board.
You love the board. Everyone loves the board.
But,
you know, when it's dark at night and you're just sitting there alone, what do you think? Like, you know what I'd love? I'd love to be doing this. What's that? What's your bliss?
When you close your eyes, what do you see on the inside of your eyelids?
I see an elephant farm.
Okay.
Now that is a surprise.
No, let's look. Yes, and what are you doing in this elephant farm?
I'm breeding the elephants. I'm encouraging the bull elephants to breed with the lady elephants.
How are you doing that?
I'm playing them sensual music.
Okay, your fun's weird, and it makes me uncomfortable.
No, that fun's absolutely
That's
fine.
Weird fun.
Well, I mean,
you're standing next to a herd of elephants saying, come on, get on with it! Make some progeny, you sexy trunked beast!
Well, someone's got to do it.
Yes, exactly.
That's true, someone's got to do it, and they found a pervert, Vice Admiral Fun. Vice Admiral Fun, what I'm learning here is that my childhood was a filthy lie. Is what I'm learning here. I thought I was watching a true and honest account of a real person having fun, and now I find out that it was a scripted lie conducted by an elephant pervert.
That is the case with more media than you would imagine.
I don't quite know how to respond to that. I never intended for my show to be a lie. I thought that it was a wonderful, magical fantasy that every child could enjoy.
I understand why they replaced you with Captain Joy now. I get it. You know, before I didn't, but I get it now. I get why you were replaced by Captain Joy.
Captain Joy. Captain Joy is the only thing in Stella Firma that is not fun.
Ooh, harsh words.
Okay, seem to have stepped on a little bit of a hot topic there. It's gone quite red. And those are some... You know what, I don't know if you noticed, but quite how big Vice Admiral Fun's fists were before they sort of started clenching like that. How about we finish off this brief, David? Just quickly finish off this...
Maybe we should get Vice Admiral to help us just maybe calm them down a bit.
Okay. So Vice Admiral Fun, moving away from your utter replacement by Captain Joy. Moving away from anything that I have ever said. If you're going to be a space pirate, you know, in line with the board, do you think you should just be like out and proud? Like, hey, I'm a space pirate and that's okay.
I mean, pirates are fun.
They are fun hats.
Fun hats, fun cravats, and fun bats.
Or a bat.
Or a bat.
Space bats. They're the new fancy parrots.
Okay.
This season's parrots are bats.
David, I think they're a rambling fool. I'm really sorry. I don't know if I can just let them. Space bats are the new parrots? Who'd say something like that?
I mean, it sounds like something you'd say.
Oh, it must be pretty good then. Well done, Vice Admiral Fun. Keep going.
Thank
yes,
you.
Okay, so
yes.
So fun space pirates have a space bat instead of a parrot.
Yes. And their ships have special jet thrusters that allow them to go through deep space. So that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And their sails...
And when we get to the murdering bit of being a pirate, what's fun about that?
If you're murdering bad people in a fun way, then that's fine.
Quis custodiet ipsos piratis.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, just out of interest, when you are swinging over onto a ship, space laser cutlass in mouth, and, you know, descending upon someone to cut off their head and maybe their hands, at what point do you sort of check in to see if they're a bad person or a good person?
You say to them, do you love the board? And if they say no, then you cut off their head.
What, while you're swinging? You're like swinging over and going, do you love the board? And then they've got about, like, 2 seconds to respond.
Yes.
Otherwise you assume no and then slice.
Yes, exactly. give them a fair shot at declaring their love for the board. 2 seconds is the board-mandated amount of time for people to declare their love for the board, and then heads off, all good.
Well, it sounds about as fair as anything in Stella Firma, so that checks out.
And pretty fun.
Yes.
So,
I'll just tell this person to...
So Scarlett needs to just be a proud pirate, lose the pretense...
Get her to get a bat.
Proud... Bat wielding,
go around screaming
person murdering,
cut
question screaming,
off.
Head cutting, and he gets the Vice Admiral Fun seal of approval. So whenever you swing over to somewhere, just say, "I've been sent by Vice Admiral Fun." Slice.
Yes, and make sure to check if they love the board, and if they do, just have a party with them. And if they don't, cut off their heads. That's
fun space
party.
That's
the Vice Admiral Fun way.
Okay. Well, I think we're all done here. So you could, I think you can go, Vice Admiral Fun. I think you can go.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for such a fun time.
Oh, it was
now,
so fun.
Which bar are we going to now? Which bar are we going to for the after party?
I don't know,
Trex. So, I mean, I obviously can't leave this room. It's board mandated. But you can. You should probably...
And Vice Admiral Fun can go anywhere on her portable holodeck.
You and Vice Admiral Fun should go to a nice bar.
I've got a dancing lesson, I think.
You could both squeeze into the asteroid booth. You know, have a booth together.
I'm pretty sure
Vice Admiral could tell you about their elephant farm.
I'm just checking the coupon. It expires in 25 minutes, so I've really got to go now.
Well, we can be fast, we can run, we can scoot on over to the other
end. My legs don't work.
With some elephants.
No, that sounds lovely. Off you both go.
Okay, go on,
just enjoy your evening. I'll clean up here. Bye.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. Vice Admiral Fun was played by Maddie Searle. Katie the Coin Friend was played by Katie Seaton. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Lily McGee, Bruna Thomas, Muzbutch, Bridget Smith, Kayla Young, Roblin, Deanna Smith, Whitney Reynolds, Indigo Prince, Jeremiah Okoa, Elsa Bouchard-Lucas, Olivia McRae, Harrison Stanley, Amanda Geisler, Tatum Hedrick, Nero, Romilly, Protect Martin Squad, Judith Bouchard, Emma Firth, Tori, Alex Dempsey, Kate Shipley, Courtney Dietz, Helly Clare, Mime Screaming, Mackenzie Dodd, Erin Leisure, Jay Kun, Aubrey, Michaela Christianos, Micah Rack, Garrett M. Beeg, Flynn, Christy Abraham, Lindsay Lutz, Dree Snow, Curry, Benjamin Horn, Lauren H. P., Just Heather, Claire Burnjack, Ellis Gallagher, Kit Mitten, Raphael Hawk, Mia C. M., Leo Nine Raw, Nick Welker, Molly Rose, Daisy Bell. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.